I'm not sick of you.
I'm in Jonathan Mirren's living room in Western Massachusetts. Instead of just giving me a DVD of his latest play, he's offered to put on a private performance right here for me and his five-month-old son. The show's only about an hour long, so really, how could I say no?
But I have something to tell you that's not easy to say. Something about these cramps that don't seem to be going away.
28 Feet is a solo performance. Mirren sings and mimes and acts the parts of about 20 different characters. In this scene, he's a college freshman at what turns out to be a fateful doctor's appointment.
Hello, Dr. Holdenside, highly respected gastroenterologist. My symptoms include diarrhea, nausea, fatigue, and intense cramping.
What comes next, acted out with puppets, thankfully, is a medical procedure that involves examining his colon with a flexible camera. The results are not good news.
Jonathan, those red spots are what we call Crohn's disease. Typically, we start treatment with an anti-inflammatory called sulfa.
Mirren had never even heard of Crohn's when he was first diagnosed. It means your intestines are chronically inflamed. Doctors don't know the cause or the cure. It sometimes even results in malnutrition because the body can't absorb the nutrients in food. That's why Mirren is so skinny, about 120 pounds. He's 38 years old now and runs a tiny theater company with his wife. So when they were tossing around ideas for a new show, he thought of his Crohn's and said, why not?
My case was a moderate case. I actually thought about that in the process of making this show. Like, am I going to make like an hour-long big deal about my moderate case of Crohn's disease? You know, there are one-person shows out there about cancer and about, you know.
But he thought he could make the play entertaining and informative and a larger coming-of-age story with real audience appeal. Not that he didn't realize that marketing a performance about gastrointestinal distress could be a challenge.
As soon as we finished the show and we're like, okay, now we have to write the press release, you know, I was like, well, I remember thinking like, can I write this to kind of minimize the Crohn's part? Like, how do I emphasize the comedy and minimize the cramping?
In this scene, he races through New York City trying to find a public restroom. That's one of the major downsides of having Crohn's. You never know when you'll suddenly have a flare-up and need a bathroom really, really badly. The play describes Mirren's first decade after his diagnosis. He takes one drug after another, anti-inflammatories, immunosuppressants, powerful steroids. None of them worked for long. This song is about Mirren finding out that part of his intestines have to be surgically removed, or he may need a liquid diet for the rest of his life.
Bye, bye, bowel. Bye, bye, intestine. Hello, modern medicine. I think I'm gonna cry.
By the end of the show, Mirren has changed his whole approach to his illness. He tries meditation and herbal remedies. He avoids eating wheat and sugar. And he says he hasn't had to take any medication since his surgery in 1999.
There's this quote about journalism, I think, goes, misery makes good copy. You know, that's why as soon as I sort of make the turn towards getting better, the play ends shortly after that, because who wants to watch 10 years of some guy getting better? You know, nobody.
But he hopes people will want to watch 10 years of some guy being sick and somehow finding the humor in his illness. For WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.